Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation, joins us this morning. What are the tax predictions for this year's budget speech? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here again. And we're in the usual pre-budget speech panic, so everything is fine, but it's good to hear from you. Thank you for putting me on the list again.
Well, you are always there. We just don't want to abuse you. You should know. So what can we expect from the budget speech in terms of taxation?
Well, I guess, you know, I think the general view is we don't expect too many tax increases. We've got a little bit of a commodity boom, a little bit of the agriculture. I think it's more the commodity cycle seems to be on the favorable side. So, you know, based off of a very low base, we're coming out off of not just the worst case scenario. So we did the worst case scenario for a while. It's not like we were back where we were in 2019, but the disaster wasn't quite as bad. And therefore, I think most people believe that a tax increase is not in the cards. The question really is will there be some sort of announcement in the longer run for a tax increase to support some bigger programs like the universal income grant or a big? But we don't seem to have such a commitment there. So I think it's mostly a static budget.
In terms of tax, we've certainly seen from SONA that the intention is to do away with red tape, to start make sure that the wheels of the economy start to move a lot better and smoother than they have been doing. What can he do in that regard?
Yeah, that's a different one. It's outside the finance minister's control, and it was interesting to hear about the president. The real issue is the other ministries. So are the other ministries going to continue to regulate? And one of the problems that we've had really for the past 20 years is this government is addicted to more regulation, more rules. They tend to believe that the private sector can't really be trusted, and therefore they keep regulating and hoping that things will get better. And the more they regulate, the more they choke off the economy. Now, the problem is, does the president really have control over those other ministries? And we can see that he doesn't really. And one of the problems that we have in this democracy is we have a party. We have a one-party state. We don't have a dictatorship, which I guess is a good thing. But the president really doesn't control his ministers. The ministers, if he fires them, he worries that he'll get fired. So they're sort of holding him captive because his own re-election chances is how much he'd be liked by his ministers, which is a very odd situation. Generally, in other governments, you're not afraid of your own ministers with their own coalition. And that has made it so that each ministry has gone on their own way. Now, the theory is, just to close, is that it sounds like the president is trying to take more power back by having his own staff be more directly involved. But that's going to require him to staff up, and the history on that is not great.
Yeah, it is. In terms of loading the government expenditure by bringing private people into government rather than getting rid of the people, the departments that aren't performing, is that a real factor in terms of the budget or something not really worth paying much attention to at this point?
Yeah, I don't think that's too much. I think the real issue is, you know, are you going to shrink the staff down, you know, and the other one, there are two sides to this thing. There's the general government employees, and then there's your parastatals. And the problem is what's really bloating our government budget is the agencies and the parastatals who, because they're not formally part of government, have managed to go way above salary bands. And a lot of these people really are part of the government. So you could say, well, we get rid of them or we try to get their salaries more in line with government. Government itself, the big debate is, can they keep the wage increases limited? And, you know, are they going to have some sort of hiring freeze to shrink it down? And it sounded very muted to me in that regard. It seems like pretty much same old, same old. Maybe I missed it. Let me know if you heard something different.
You're absolutely right. The what about the tax on petrol? Because we know that there's tremendous pressure globally on the fuel price. We also know that South Africans pay a lot of taxation on each litre. Do you think that could be addressed?
Yeah, that's always at risk. I think the thing that's happened over the last number of years is all the excise taxes have the ministers continue to see it as a freebie. So when you're taxing the rich on the marginal, they realize now that if you keep going above 45, you're just not going to get the collections you want, and you're actually really discouraging a lot of people from economic activity. That message has come through. But somehow, when we talk about RAF, fuel levy, alcohol, tobacco, and those, especially on the fuel levy, which you point out, because the fuel levy is really a heavy tax on the poor. And imagine your gardener, your maid, a lot of your low-income people. That charge of going to and from work every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a lot of maids only make about 300 Rand, and they're paying maybe 60 or 70 Rand in travel. That's, like, ridiculous. So anything that makes it more expensive, they really have to be more sensitive to it. And then there's regulation on fuel on top of that. So I it's very much at risk. And really, government views it as a freebie, but they really got to think differently on the fuel levy.
Right. It is something, obviously, we will keep an eye on. We will have a look, follow the budget, and no doubt come back and talk about it after that. Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation, talking about tax predictions for this year's budget. It is 8:58. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.